Frank Reich was introduced as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Our friend from CarolinaBlitz.com, the one and only Vashti Hurt, was there because she's everywhere. Nobody is everywhere like Vashti Hurt is everywhere. And she joins us from Mint Street. Tell us what's what was up. All right, give me the mood in the room over the because I know you kind of have the pulse of the players too. So give me the mood in the room during the Frank Reich introductory press conference.
Yes, I was there for Rule, and I would say this one was a little more subdued. I think the Rule conference was kind of more like a concert. This was more like a motivational seminar, I guess. It was a little more low-key. I really wanted to see which current players would be there because of how vocal they were in support of Steve Wilks. And Chuba Hubbard was there. Taylor Moten was there. Jeremy Chinn, Dante Jackson. So some of the captains were there, and Brady Christensen was there. He was on a boot for those who want to know an injury update on him.
Right.
He kind of left back. But, you know, it's just, I think people are kind of in a wait and see. You know, after what happened with Matt Rhule, it's kind of like, okay, we hear you. We're going to be behind you, but we're not going to get too excited too quickly. I was kind of bored. If we're keeping it, you know, I got to keep it a buck.
Absolutely.
I was kind of bored at first. But he was asked about his philosophy on quarterbacks, like mobile quarterbacks versus pocket passers. And I actually posted that to our Twitter. That was the best answer I thought he gave. And to me, it showed me that he's a real, you know, you hear the term football guy. But that's when he really showed his personality the most, when he was going through the advantages of having a mobile quarterback versus having a pocket passer quarterback. So he seems to be a guy who is all about the ball, the X's and O's, the details, and we'll see how that translates for the team going forward.
Vashti Hurt, CarolinaBlitz.com. The other thing that I actually... I don't know if I retweeted it or I just forwarded it to Victoria because I want to play it in a little bit, was David Tepper's answer about diversity. We'll get to that in a second. But to Frank Reich's answer about quarterbacks and the mobility and to me, he undersold the number of times the quarterback would be asked to play from the pocket as only 10. The modern offense might be leading us to a point where maybe that is the right number going forward. You can only put guys in that position based on what is available to you. And the quarterbacks coming out of college, by and large, are not pocket passers. And to ask them to become that will probably take 3-4 years before they could ever get to that. Some of the best quarterbacks in the league will always be guys who use their legs to bail them out of situations at first. Even Joe Burrow's that guy for those people who think he's primarily a pocket passer. I agree with you. David Tepper spoke passionately, I'm using your phrase here because I retweeted it from you, about the diversity. And he talked about his organization. I want you to speak on that for a second, and then we'll get to what he didn't say. But what was your impression of his answer about diversity?
It felt slightly defensive, but I think he knew he would have to answer that question because of the job that Steve Wilks did, and for him not to get the head coaching job. And there's already a pending lawsuit against the NFL regarding their hiring practices when it comes to head coaches and for Wilks to get passed over, a black man to get passed over for a white man. This was a question that he was going to be asked. He was probably vetted as much as you can vet a billionaire who runs things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He basically defended his hire. He defended his organization. He said, even if you look in the front office and you look in those meetings, he says that as a white male, he's in a minority. And so he's trying to break up the good old boy network, and he said that several times in the answer. And that the president is a woman, and he's mentioned Amir Suleiman, and their general counsel is a black woman. So he's saying that there's diversity in the Carolina Panthers organization, and he's standing by that, and that he's not all about, you know, your cronies and your friends. He's about who's best available and having that available for the team.
I said this last week. Steve Wilks not getting the job is an indication of a larger NFL problem. There is no question about that. Steve Wilks earned the job as head coach of the Carolina Panthers. But I'm not going to necessarily automatically put David Tepper in the category of he's part of the problem. I just think all along David Tepper wanted an offensive coach. And ultimately, Steve Wilks is not an offensive coach, and he was always going to hire somebody who was offensive. I think it's a bad look. I actually think the worst look for David Tepper today was not addressing Steve Wilks directly, not thanking him. I mean, how did he?
Oh, he did. To his defense, at the beginning, because that was the first question that was asked.
Okay.
And he did, you know, and I didn't catch that. It was a scrum, and he did acknowledge Steve Wilks and thank him for what he did during his time as Panthers interim head.
Okay.
So he did do that, but then he wanted to not talk about what Steve Wilks wasn't, but what Wright was. And I do want to note that he mentioned, as an owner in those NFL owners' meetings, as they're making and changing rules, he says the rules are always benefiting the offense. And he says that's what it's going to be going forward, because people, offense, high-powered offenses and high-scoring games keep viewers' attention. And I think that was something that was important to him when he was why he had his eyes pretty laser focused on an offensive minded coach.
Yeah, somebody still has to stop the offense. The 49ers and Eagles had pretty good defenses.
Yeah.
Right. So look, I'm not knocking it. To me, it was obvious that he was always going to go after an offensive coach. You saw all of the people that they brought in. I mean, D'Amico Ryans wasn't even part of the people they brought in, right? His defensive acumen is, we all know how good that is, and he's probably going to be announced, if he hasn't already, as the head coach of the Texans, which good luck with that, D'Amico Ryans. Nobody else has lasted more than a year in a while. So I just think that he was always going to hire an offensive guy. But again, Steve, I'll be interested to see where Steve Wilks lands. And real quick before I let you go, Vashti, any sense, any lingering disappointment that Wilks didn't get the job from players that you have been able to chat with?
I haven't been able to chat with any, you know, we aren't in the locker room anymore.
Right.
And I don't, you know, if this is their off season, we did speak to a couple of guys on the side. As far as we spoke to Jeremy Chin and we spoke to Dante Jackson, and while, you know, Wilks is still a guy that they liked and they supported, they know that this is a business, and you hear that all the time. This is a business, and they're excited to see what Wright is going to bring to the Carolina Panthers. But I think, and this is just my own opinion, privately, a lot of those guys were like, man, that's messed up. We were vocal about what we wanted. This is what we prayed for, this guy. We were in a position to make the postseason, and that still wasn't enough. So I believe privately, you know, they were like, you know, they probably were in their group text like, yo, that's messed up. Publicly, they're saying we're going to support the guy who's the head coach now. And that's just how it goes in any business when you have a change of leadership. And so now it's more about what he can do. And you have to, unfortunately, move on from Steve Wilks, because David Tepper made his decision.
Fast I Hurt, you're the best. At CarolinaBlitz.com, at KeepBlitzing.com, CarolinaBlitz.com. There are other Twitters for Vashti, but you are the hardest working person I know. I appreciate your time always, and we'll talk again very soon.
All right, thank you.